You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, we're going to touch on Steven Strasburg, obviously, as he leaves the game on Wednesday night with what seems like another elbow injury. More information to come as far as that goes. We're also going to touch a little bit on your podcast with Trey Turner and Sean Burnett. We'll get into Bryce Harper and the running game as well. But let's start with Wednesday night. After Strasburg leaves the game, this team wins the game on a walk-off, and the Nationals inch closer and closer to clinching that spot in October. They were able to kind of pick themselves up. Obviously, seeing one of their best pitchers leave the game has to be a hit, kind of take a hit on the team, but they were able to get things going, rally late, and win an exciting game.
Yeah, it was a great win, but you got to wonder if Strasburg, if he's out for the season. You just don't know how far this team can go, because losing Strasburg is going to be big, to be honest with you. And, to replace him with like a Gio Gonzalez or a Joe Ross, to me, that's not a good thing right now. I think they need the three guys, which is, obviously Strasburg, Scherzer, and Rourke. And, for the postseason, you only need three pitchers. So hopefully that's not the case, but you just never know.
Bill, obviously, when you see Strasburg walk off the mound like he did on Wednesday night, the worst possible things kind of go through your mind. A guy who's already had Tommy John surgery, knows what it feels like. You saw him throw a pitch and wince in pain, and then he went back, he threw one more pitch before walking off the mound. But now as we record this on Thursday, it's not the worst case scenario. The Nationals have announced that it's not Tommy John surgery, so that's the good news. But other than that, there's still a lot of question marks. What's the latest on Strasburg's elbow?
Well, I spoke to the trainer, and he was the one that spoke first, and he told us that Strasburg does not need Tommy John surgery. He basically has a flexor tendon mass in the right arm. So we don't know he's going to be out for the year. I mean, he's not going to be back no time soon. To say that he's out for the year, the trainers or even Dusty Baker would not even say that. They just relieved that he doesn't need Tommy John. There's some swelling in the flexor, and it's going to take a few days to get it down. And then from there, they'll know how long he'll be out. To tell you the truth, I'll be shocked if he's pitching the rest of the regular season. Now, will he pitch in the postseason? We don't know yet. But hopefully, he'll be ready for the postseason. We just don't know yet.
All right, let's get back to some positive news, Bill, here. And one positive note for this team right now is Anthony Rendon, who there was a lot of times when you started to question if 2014 was kind of just a career year and that wasn't Anthony Rendon. But he's coming around, .275 average right now. He's got 17 home runs. He's almost to that 21 homer mark that he posted in 2014. He's driving in runs. The OPS is good. Does he look like that guy from 2014 at this point?
Yes, he does. And what's interesting is that before the All-Star break, Dusty Baker challenged Rendon, saying, "I want you to be the player you were in 2014. So there was a challenge there. And obviously that Rendon has come through in the clutch, during the second half. So I got to credit Dusty Baker for lighting a fire to Rendon. So it looks like it's working.
Bryce Harper has hit a milestone here in 2016 as he's stolen 20 bases, Bill. My question is, I know it's something he was focused on in the offseason, coming off an MVP season. The thought was one place where he could kind of even make himself better was on the base paths and stealing bases, and he's done that. And this team has been aggressive, and I know Dusty Baker wants this team to be aggressive on the base paths. At what point in Bryce Harper's career do you kind of want to go to him and say, okay, maybe we don't need you to be that aggressive on the base paths because we definitely need you to stay healthy?
Well, I got to tell you, Dusty Baker wants him to be aggressive. There's no question about that. But what Dusty Baker said recently is that he wants Bryce Harper to improve his sliding, because I guess Bryce Harper has some weird sliding techniques, like when he stole his 20th base the other day, it looked like he came close to hurting his hand. So as Dusty Baker said, next spring, they're going to try to teach Harper how to steal the bases and slide properly. So there's a little bit of a problem there, and you want him to be aggressive, but there's some techniques he has to improve on first.
Yeah, because when you look at players who get injured stealing bases, it's almost always the slide, right, Bill? I mean, that's where it happens, especially the head-first slide. Anything can go wrong. You want to go feet first. So work on that, and maybe you can keep stealing bases for a few more years. Steven Drew's back with the team, Bill. Missed 40 games, obviously. There's no obvious place for him to fit into this team right now as far as everyday player, but certainly a good guy to add depth, a veteran player, a guy that you can plug in, especially with expanded rosters. So Dusty Baker has to be happy to have him back as an option.
There's no question, but you know, let me tell you, he's the best bench player on this team this year. So, I mean, Dusty Baker's happy to have him back. He'll be the first option when it comes to pinch hitting. And, you know, for that reason alone, you know, Dusty Baker's happy to have him back. The bench is much better with him there.
Trey Turner had to kind of find his way onto this team, Bill. Obviously, he couldn't quite break through at shortstop with Danny Espinosa. He finds his way into the outfield. I think he kind of had to convince Dusty Baker that he could play out there in center field. But what a weapon he's been since kind of becoming an everyday guy on this team. You got a chance to catch up with him and do a podcast with him this week. What did you take from that interview about a rookie who's really starting to settle in the major leagues?
Well, this is a guy who hates to lose for sure. And believe it or not, he still wants to play shortstop. He sees shortstop in his future. And I think he can be that guy. I mean, I know that Dusty Baker didn't like his defense, per se, but, you know, that's something he has to improve on, I guess. I guess his range is the biggest thing. But if he can, though, he would like to play there. But there's no question he's going to be their leadoff hitter of the future because, you know, the on-base percentage, he gets on base every time. He gets, you know, at least two hits every game. And he's fun to watch. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of career he has.
Yeah, he's a guy that turns a walk into a double, turns a single into a double, the classic kind of leadoff guy that you don't always see around Major League Baseball as much as you used to. It's interesting you mentioned that the issue is his range because he's one of the fastest guys in the major leagues, but it kind of shows you that range isn't all about speed.
Yes, that's true. And but I think he can play. I think he can play the position, and I think he could be a Gold Glove there one day. But as of right now, he's going to have to try to improve in center field because there are times he can misjudge a deep fly ball, and as we saw with Dansby Swanson the other day. But he'll get it together. I mean, this guy works hard.
And then Sean Burnett is the other guy you caught up with this week as far as podcasts go, Bill. And he's fascinating as far as the story goes because hasn't pitched in the majors since 2014, but gets the call up here in September to the Nationals. He just must have an appreciation for this opportunity.
He does. I mean, this guy had a great year in the minor leagues and yet wasn't called up. He believes that people were weary about all the Tommy John surgeries he had. And I think he's going to be a great addition the rest of the year. And, you know, he's proven to Dusty Baker that he can pitch. So it'll be interesting to see how what kind of action he gets the rest of the way.
One more thing to touch on with you, Bill. The Roberto Clemente nominees have been unveiled for 2016. It's an award that means a lot in Major League Baseball. It's not what you do on the field, but actually what you do off the field in the community to help out the community you're playing in. Every team has a nominee, and then during the World Series, they'll name an overall winner for Major League Baseball who will be the 2016 Roberto Clemente Award winner. This year's nominee from the national side is Ryan Zimmerman. I don't think it's his first nomination. We can start with that. But he's had a frustrating season on the field, but obviously not off of it. Bill, what does Zimmerman do in the community down in D.C.? And is it not his first nomination?
No, it is not his first nomination. And what he's been trying to do since he's been in the major leagues since 2006, he would like to put an end to MS. His mother has MS, and this is a guy who grew up watching his mother with this illness for quite some time. So he's been doing a great job with that. He has a golf tournament sometimes to raise money for MS. And, you know, obviously he puts in his own money to try to find the cure. So he's been doing a great job at this really since 2006. So it's not a surprise he's a nominee right now.
Awesome stuff. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Bill Latson, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.